From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. A woman is being held without bail in Mendocino County after police say her 18-month-old child was left inside a vehicle for several hours. Police went to Howard Memorial Hospital after 18-month-old Sugary Mays was brought there by his mother, Alexandra Raven Scott. Scott is from Humboldt County, but arrived at a residence at about 3 a.m. Wednesday morning and left the child in the back seat of her car, which was parked in front of the residence. Windows rolled up. It's believed the child was left unattended in the back seat for up to 10 hours. Scott was subsequently arrested, booked into the Mendocino County Jail for willfully causing or permitting a child to suffer great bodily injury or death. Humboldt County residents who use electronic benefit transfer EBT cards are advised that due to a statewide system upgrade, the cards will not be usable from Saturday at 11 p.m. through Sunday at 11 p.m. During that 24-hour period, EBT card users will be unable to use their cards for food or cash. The state's recommending that EBT card holders plan ahead. More information, go to ebt.ca.gov. A trial will be held for a Mexican immigrant accused of trying to kill his housemate and a sheriff's deputy on December 17th at a dairy farm near Ferndale. 30-year-old Hugo Parral Aguirre is charged with attempted murder, false imprisonment, and assault with a firearm on peace officers. Police say he fired a shotgun at a housemate, held another hostage at gunpoint, and finally shot Sheriff's Deputy Rosalie Frisius in the shoulder. Parral Aguirre was then shot several times. Lost Coast Outpost reporting that Frisia said it was Sergeant Greg Musan who fired when he saw Parral Aguirre start to raise his shotgun. Another witness says Parral Aguirre took the first shot and police returned fire. Humboldt County Fair Association postponing a July 14th flat track motorcycle race event until next summer. Fair Association currently working through Humboldt County's conditional use permit process. That postponement will not affect the Humboldt County Fair, which will be held August 16th through the 26th. The county is the owner of the fairgrounds and works with the Fair Association to operate and run the county fair and the fairgrounds. College of the Redwoods Automotive Technology Program welcoming a new addition to their developing hybrid electric vehicle training curriculum. A 2018 Chevy Volt purchased from Northwood Chevy in Eureka. They're in the process of developing HEV training after confirming the strong demand for it. CR is in the process of developing coursework, acquiring vehicles, and ensuring instructors are trained. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.